Bellingham. And we begin first with the football news. In the second round of the Czech Gambrinus Liga, Slavia Prague marked a 2-0 victory over Kladno on Sunday. In the first half, Kladno had some good goal attempts, but Slavia's goalkeeper Vaniak proved unbreachable. The home team's strikers squandered several opportunities as well before, in the 51st minute, Vlček passed the ball to Volešek, who scored from the edge of the 6-yard box. 8 minutes later, the homecomer Vladimir Spitzer converted a penalty kick, scoring a goal for Slavia after 11 years. The game was a nice warm-up for Slavia, which is going to Holland to play Ajax Amsterdam on Wednesday, third qualifying round of the Champions League. Sparta Prague, on the contrary, was unable to score in Plzeň and drew the game 0-0. Sparta's performance fell far behind expectations, given that on Wednesday they will confront Arsenal London with Czech international Tomáš Rosický, that in the Champions League preliminary in Prague. The match is set to be broadcast live by Czech TV, but the channel threatened to stop the broadcast immediately if any racist remarks are heard from the audience. To prevent this, Sparta's captain Tomáš Řep warned all fans of possible consequences and said his team was not playing for racists. In other games of the second round, Teplice's star striker Martin Fenin scored his third goal in two matches for the North Bohemian club. His performance against Jablonec was closely observed by scouts from several European clubs, including Germany's Wolfsburg and Hertha Berlin, as well as Espanyol Barcelona from Spain. Viktoria Žižkov lost on Sunday morning 4-3 to Brno, while Baník Ostrava won 5-2 over Most in a nervous and violent game. In the sport of canoeing, Czechs returned from the World Championships in Duisburg, Germany, without a medal. This is the first time in 21 years. Two times Olympic Games winner and world champion Martin Doktor finished ninth in the double kneeling canoe finals with Jiří Heller on Sunday and failed to qualify for the Olympic Games in China next year. Likewise, Mrušková and Blahová, defending silver medals from the previous World Championships, came in fifth in double-seated kayak finals. And that's the end of the sport.